think that she had acquired it the same day she came through concept. So this is the whole property. Representative Valerie Budd is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing for the nightly rental of the planned 6 cabins to be built. You guys approved this application concept on March 20th. Per the assessor's information, the property is approximately 2.5 acres in size. The area in application includes 16 lots in the south addition to Ozark Paradise Village subdivision block 62. The new cabins will be served by a well on the property. Taney County planning staff is currently working with a licensed installer for the permits required for the on-site wastewater systems that will be sized according to the number of maximum persons allowed for the building or buildings on such septic system. The on-site wastewater permit will be required to be in place before any Division II building permits are issued. And we've read our definition of nightly rental, period less than 30 days. Per the nightly rental provisions of Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy for nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. Property is currently served off by, it should read, new drives coming off Jones Road. For the nightly rental provisions of Development Guidance Code, 1 off-street parking space shall be provided for each 2 persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. This project received a score of 6 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. She provided some more information. This is somewhat the cabin layout. I've met with them out there, looking to put possible septic for these two here. And we haven't really discussed the other ones yet, but the soils evaluation was good. So these are some photos that she sent that are consideration of what's planning to build there. And then she sent me one of their management team, been in management nightly rentals since 2005, Blue Eye and Ridgedale. Provide incredible customer service. Few examples is head of housekeeping is on the property numerous hours every day. She comes back during storms and invites guests to storm shelters if needed. Maintenance manager lives 2.5 miles away, responds quickly to service calls. We provide full-time all-year employment for 5 employees, not including owners. Pay sales tax on all rentals to the Missouri Department of Revenue. Member of the Branson Chamber of Commerce, BBB, the Vacation Rental Managers Association, the Association of Vacation Renters, Operators, and Affiliates. TripAdvisor's number one of all specialty listings. And then she provided some letters that I've given in your packets. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1711, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. 1. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2. Compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Missouri Department of Revenue and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 6. The residents located on Jones Road shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 7. The Deer Crossing nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 8. The current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Nine, a Division II permit will be required before construction begins. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you, Scott. Mm-hmm. Anybody got any questions?
Scott, I guess I have a general question for you. To me, this looks like we're taking property to build a resort, a small resort versus nightly rentals for special use. Why wouldn't this be a Division III permit versus a special use
permit? The Division III blanket one, not special use, would be for a whole subdivision where she specifically knows already. Say you have a subdivision of 50 lots. If you had that blanket, you'd have 25 nightly rentals and 25 not. I mean, it would just... So in this, she chose to go with a special use permit, which would apply for each cabin. And you have to realize, too, that with 16 lots, she could potentially build 16 cabins if she so desired. If you could fit all the puzzles together.
Well, there wouldn't be enough septic. Right?
Well, I could put it in.
I don't think you could fit the puzzle together and make them fit.
Well, that leads into my question. What about your proposed buildings on the lot lines? That would, you can't, you've got to have setbacks if you're going to set it on lots, don't you?
If I can address that.
Unless you erase the subdivision and make it one piece of property, then you can set them wherever you want.
We're supposed to build one lot on one property on two lots according to the CCNRs.
Okay.
So those two lots are together.
That's what you're doing.
Those two lots are together and et cetera, et cetera.
It takes a while, but I got there.
Okay.
The well, have you had it tested? Do you know its capabilities?
May I do one other thing? I'm Valerie, as I said. We have a couple other vacation rentals, as you probably gathered from our information. We've never had any complaints from the sheriff. We've never had complaints from the owners calling anybody. We take care of our properties, as you can tell from, and our guests, as you can tell from our background. I did want to bring our team. That's what everyone's sitting here. So if I could introduce, because I may have to address some of the questions to them. So this is Jeremiah. He's in charge of all of our maintenance. Next to him is Nancy, who's in charge of all our housekeeping. And next to her is Jesse, who's in charge of all of our reservations and our guest communication. So to answer your question, may I go ahead and defer to JD on that one about the well?
Yeah.
Can I just stand here and talk?
No, come on up to the mic if you don't care, shall we? There's people listening at home to all this.
Front and center.
We're actually looking at putting two multifamily wells, one on both end of the property, so that we have plenty of water.
Okay, because, I mean, you know, the well may or may not be capable of handling what you're talking about doing here.
Right.
We've already contracted with the Lefties, and we have the report here. So we're
doing everything. That's good enough for me. Okay. That's fine. That answers my question.
I'm concerned, like some of the other board members, that we're doing a residential with a special use permit, and that's going to alleviate a lot of controls. I mean, this looks more like a resort to me, and the well is going to be a big concern to that.
We're not going to be doing any amenities or anything, and as you can see from the other, when he zoomed out of the pictures, all the other properties are nightly rentals as well. There's only two others that are not. One of them that you identified that you didn't know, he actually has asked for his family to stay at our properties during the holidays and such, because his home can't facilitate it. That's the one, Scott, that you didn't know anything about. Mm-hmm. So we've been in communication with him.
Oh, it's in keeping with the other properties around it. For me, I mean.
And even coming up the way, John Morris is building a bridge. I think you probably know about that. That's all that whole area. So we're right across from Big Cedar. So the whole community is that.
Scott, can you leave that aerial up? I mean, I got a question. What I'm getting at, part of these are going to access off Siler Road, correct? Go back to the other one you got highlighted right behind it. Now, give your aerial to the plat behind it where the drawing, right there.
All,
is there another road in behind there that's going to access, or how does...
Good question.
I'm assuming that 126 cabins currently on them yellow lots, right?
Yes, sir. They'll all be accessed from Jones Road. The two larger cabins down at the back will be accessed with a driveway right there where he's arrowing. The road that goes behind the properties is actually blocked off by Oakmont, and they don't ever plan to open it back up.
But that road's not been vacated yet, right?
I don't think so. It's a platted 50-foot right-of-way.
I understand that, but...
Right.
So how do you get around the lot lines? I mean, these lots are... I know she owns all the lots, but wouldn't that have to be replatted for them dwellings?
I would think you'd have to do that for, I mean, for instance, if you sold those lots and you didn't have an easement through
there. They're still individual lots, aren't they?
Yes.
These are, yeah, 16 individual lots.
Now, there is a road, and then, like he said, the block off is right at our property line, and it stops there. The reason I spoke with Karen, who's in charge of the Oakmont Association, we actually purchased these lots from Karen of Oakmont Association. She knows what we're doing, so she understands and she approves what we're doing. I asked her about that bridge or the road, and she said the reason why they even have that gate there is because they don't want people jumping trash down there. So that's why they have the gate to block it for the trash.
But if she owns all the lots in the subdivision, then the private covenants can be determined by the owner.
I don't see the access to those other two cabins being a problem if she ever decided to cut them off and sell those two and keep those four. Then she'd have to provide access and resurvey or provide an easement or something.
Yeah.
Now,
at this point in time, I don't see a problem.
If he goes, Scott, was back to the other page where the division is.
This one?
Yes, sir. There's a gate that's actually put up right here. So if we really wanted to, we could always come in with two separate entrances down the road.
Mm-hmm. So if you did decide to sell them, you could access them.
Yes, sir.
What's highlighted in blue isn't the actual property you own.
She's got some more.
If this corner is included right here.
If you go back to that other one, that's we.
And this one is also included.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she owns it. Little panhandle on it.
Yeah, she's got the whole thing.
Right there.
And our goal here is not to tear down the trees, and that's why, I mean, could we actually put a lot of houses? Absolutely, probably could, providing you would approve it, but that's not our goal. We want to keep the beauty of the Ozarks, so that's the reason why we only have a few homes. And the reason why we're sharing that driveway, we don't want to lose the trees. So we're trying to be as careful with that property as possible.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
I'm good.
Okay. Now for the vote, I may not be here, but who knows? They all may be here again. Just FYI. Okay.
Did all these people?
Well, we have a representative here.
Uh-huh, but they know it. I mean, they know it like the back of their hand.
Is all these people with you?
These three right here, the ones I introduced a little bit ago.
Did you want to speak?
No.
No, the ones behind you.
Not till the.
Oh, they're
next
not
one.
With us.
The next one.
Oh, that's the next one.
Oh, you Echo Hollow?
Yeah.
You okay. We'll see you 17th.
Or one of us.
One of us.
Yeah.
And
right.
Or.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Are we?
I was waiting.
Are we ready to go?
I was supposed to see if he's ready.
I was wanting to see what these two are doing. Okay.
They may want to hear this.
Hold the new business, Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
All right. We got Echo Hollow.
Echo Hollow.
That's old business.
This one is the actual public hearing that Mr. Atchley presented February 9th, 2015.
Yeah.
Let us go through our procedure here.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody was on the board at that time, so we'll kind of go through it. Tim Friend represented this. It
It's, it was application number 2015-001, and what they've done is they've called the office. I'll go ahead and just